This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everyone. It's been said that if you really want to connect with yourself, really enjoy life to the fullest, and be the best for others, you need to be the best for you, i.e. you need to love yourself. You know, it sounds almost rhetorical, but many of us don't love ourselves. Many can't even look in the mirror and say, I love you. It's uncomfortable. Even if you're alone, it's uncomfortable. We feel guilty. There's so many different reasons that we shy away from actually loving ourselves. And that also includes things from our past. We're going to talk about that today. One of the ways to express self-love is through self-care. And that includes meditation, which we have a special one coming up in just a little bit, courtesy of her. She is a Reiki Master Practitioner at Calming Vibrations. Samantha Somerville is back on the program with us. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Really good. Really good. And this is, I'm glad we're talking about this because it sounds so simple, but it's a game changer when you express self-love and all the things that come from that. We have an email that we got last time we got together. Could we start with that? It's about meditation.
Sure.
InstantFeedbackSteve@gmail.com is the best way to reach us. This is Kira in Burrow, Tennessee. She says, thank you for your meditation. I'm just starting to meditate or learn to. She goes on to say that, where is the best place to do it? Can it be done in a car where I am now?
Yes, you can do it wherever you feel comfortable. Some people reached a point where you can do it in a busy intersection once you get to that point where you can calm your mind. Some folks, it's wherever you can find that quiet space. Sometimes it's easier to start off where you can get the most quiet. Yeah, sometimes it is your car. Because you can close the doors, nobody will bother you. You can even put on headphones if you want to, or just, you know, seal in the car. Car can be very quiet, but you want a nice quiet area, even if it's outside. Outside's quiet, but you want to make sure that you have a place where, even for 5 minutes, you can just sit and be still, and then take it from there. And as you practice, as with everything in our lives, the more we practice something, it's like a muscle. You'll learn to flex that even more, and then you'll be able to do it. And so it'll become, I mean, Steve, I don't know for you, but for me, when I go, I'm going to go meditate, my whole body just kind of settles in. And it's like, ah, it's time. And then you just kind of settle, and you become in that moment of it's time. And it's like a muscle memory that you get into of you can do it more often and in more places and with more and more noise going on around you, you can be able to do that. So start wherever is best for you, where you feel most comfortable and where you feel most safe.
It's amazing once you start doing it, how you see it in different ways. I know for me, I could be laying in bed. That's one of my favorite spots when I first wake up or just before I go to bed. And sometimes I doze off, I'll wake back up, but I know I'm in that state of just receiving and just connecting. But on the flip side of that, I could be in a busy spot. One of my favorite places to do it is at the gym, where I'll stare at a bolt on a machine. I did it this morning, actually. And I don't even know I'm working out after a while. I'm so out of my head and into another world, but it's a beautiful place to be where it just, there's noise and everything, but it goes away. Took a lot of years to figure that out, but it's, for me, it's kind of special. Like it's, if I really want to focus on a workout, I just stare at something and I'm transported. Maybe it's just me, but it's the coolest, weirdest thing.
No, I mean, I've done a lot of athletics over the years, and you get into that state where you're like in a zone.
Yeah.
It's like that's where you are and you kind of zone in and everything else becomes static. Yep. So it you get there to that point of it's just that is a zen, almost like a zen state.
Yeah.
It's like when you are sleeping right before you go to deep sleep, it's almost like it's the same as that zen state right before you go to sleep, where you feel like you're floating almost, but you're like, it's just everything's calm because you're focused on what you're doing. It's a great feeling because you just feel like you're just so focused on that thing.
They say that, oh, look at Mike. He's in his own little world. Yes, you are. That's really what it is. It's your world. And that's one of the reasons we meditate. And meditation is part of self-love, where you're doing something for you, something beneficial, connecting with you. How do you define overall? How do you define self-love, Samantha?
Well, self-love is how we're learning to love ourselves more fully and allows us to love and support others in a deeper, more authentic way. So often we pour our energy outward, caring for our family, nurturing relationships, showing up for our communities, our work. We give, we give, we give. But we often forget that we need to give some of that love to ourselves. Something begins to fade within us. So we start to run on empty, a hollow shell, trying to pour from a cup that no longer holds anything. So you have to remember that loving yourself is not selfish. Mm. It's sacred. It's the foundation of every act of kindness, every connection, every moment of true compassion. When you honor your own worth, when you recognize that you are just as deserving of love and care as those around you, you build that foundation strong enough to weather life's storms. So you become rooted, balanced, and capable of giving from a place of wholeness rather than depletion. So you cannot pour from your cup if your cup is empty, for a metaphor. So, for instance, many of us step into relationships, romantic or platonic, so it could be friendships, where we fully faced our shadows. We talked about shadow work in a prior one. By shadow work, we mean like the process of fully looking gently and honestly at the parts of ourselves that carry that pain, that insecurity, that fear, the memories and patterns that quietly shape how we show up in the world. So when we've been hurt or neglected, those wounds can create subtle beliefs that whisper, I'm not enough. I'm too much. I don't deserve love. And when we hold on to those beliefs, even unconsciously, they shape how we receive love from others. So we might question people's motives when they care for us, or doubt our own worthiness to be loved at all. So we may stay in relationships that don't support our spirit, or find ourselves repeating cycles of imbalance, giving too much, losing ourselves in the process. This is where your healing begins. When we turn inward and begin to love the you that exists beneath the stories, the roles, the expectations, not the perfect version of you that you've created in your mind or projected out, but the real you, that's when you'll have that healing.
You said a word that to me, after doing this, figuring it out, you crystallized it. And that word is sacred. Many of us think self-love, then self-care, is selfish, but it's truly sacred. And I wrestled with it for a long time. I, you know, started doing a little bit of self-care. And then 12 minutes into it, I'd be like, I got to get to work, you know, go for a jog. I got to focus on everybody else, you know, work and family and everything. Didn't have a reason to worry about anything, but I did, because I put others before me, because also felt like I was being kind of selfish and I should be doing things for others But think about how much better you do those things once you're at a point where you're in a good spot, right?
Yeah. If you take that moment for yourself, you are in a more balanced place. You can then give to other people, because if you're constantly at that edge or feeling empty or feeling like you're afraid or like unbalanced or anxious, you're not going to be able to give anything to anybody else.
Yep. Yep. And one of the ways to practice self-love and self-care is Reiki, which you are a master practitioner of that. And essentially, that's just giving positive energy to you by way of somebody like you, just to make us feel better and clear out. Do you feel that you can't really practice true self-love, self-care, unless you've cleared away the negative energy around you?
Yeah, and that comes in many forms. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, you have to work through, Reiki is one way, but there's also other modalities that can help you. There's always, you know, you can talk to counseling. You can also, if you want to be outside and work through it that way, you can. But self-love is not just an emotion. It's an energy that flows through the entire body. So when that energy is blocked, depleted, and scattered, you feel disconnected from who you truly are. So I'll tell you a little bit about how it flows through your chakras and how your energy centers. Sure. So the root chakra, which is located at the base of the spine, is your foundation. That's your energy of safety, stability, belonging. So when it's strong, you stand firmly in your knowing, and you're supported by life itself. So when it's unbalanced, you feel uncertain, fearful, and disconnected. The sacral chakra is the seat of your emotions, creativity, your sensuality. This is where we hold memories of intimacy and self-worth. When this center is flowing, we experience joy, playfulness, emotional resilience. But when it's blocked, often through shame or heartbreak, we feel numb, unmotivated, unable to receive pleasure. So the heart chakra bridges the lower and higher chakras and the meeting point between the physical and spiritual realms. So this is your capacity to love, forgive, and trust. So when the heart is closed from pain, we withdraw from love and hold on to resentment. So when it's open, we radiate warmth. We attract relationships and experiences that reflect our own self-acceptance. So the more that's open, we're showing that we accept ourselves. The throat chakra allows us to speak the truth, to express our needs, to set boundaries, to share our authentic voice with the world. So when you can say, this is what I need, or this is what I feel, you honor your worth and invite others to do the same. And then finally, the crown chakra, which is the top of the head, is a space of clarity, divine connection, and a higher guidance. So it reminds you that you're never truly alone, that love is not something that we seek from others, but something that flows endlessly through and around us. So when you're all in the line, love becomes a natural current, flowing easily from between giving and receiving. So between self and others, between earth and spirit. So you are, once you have worked through the chakras and everything is in line, you're more open to giving.
It's a beautiful thing once you figure it out. And I remember, and I struggled with for years, the self-love thing. You hear it and it's like, why is that so important? But until you experience it and finally nail it, if you will, you don't know until you know. And this is going to sound cheesy, but I'm going to share it. The moment where I kind of got it, and I was working on it, and this is a couple of years ago. So I was at the gym, and song comes on the playlist, and I always thought, it's a cool song for somebody, you know, somebody singing it to somebody else. It was The Doors, Touch Me. Now, I'm not a big fan of The Doors. It's a good song, classic rock, blah, blah. And I'm listening to it, and I'm just like stretching in the middle of a gym. and the words go, well, I can't sing, by the way. It's, well, I'm going to love you till the stars fall from the sky. Well, I'm going to love you for you and I. And I'm listening to it, and then it clicked in my head. That song was a song from me to me. I was like, oh, you've arrived. Like, you're at the point where you're good with yourself. You know, you think you're a good person. Finally, after years of childhood bullying and all the stuff that we all go through, a lot, you know, we got stuff going on from our childhood. But then it finally came clear. And then I started taking time for myself and doing more self-care, to the point where if I don't do something, and it could be as simple as I'm going to go wash my car. Well, I'm doing it for me because I'm proud of it and, you know, pay for my car. I want to look nice. It could be anything. I feel guilty that I'm cheating myself. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's now gotten to the point where I got to take care of me sometimes, as opposed to, in addition to taking care of others. That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, self-love obviously looks different for everyone.
Absolutely.
It could be, for some people, it's as simple as taking 5 minutes to be able to sit down and read a book and drink a cup of tea. It could be as simple as, I'm going to take this moment to myself and I'm going to sit on the porch and just listen to the birds. Or I'm going to take this moment, I'm going to go get my feet done at the a pedicure.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm going to just, maybe all I really want to do is go walk around here. Whatever that looks like for you, that's what you need. You do not have to be fully healed to begin.
Yep.
You do not have to be fully there to begin. You just need to begin. And you need to start with something so that you can start your journey. As with everything, it is a journey and it's going to take you there. So everything that you do will help you and then will show for others as well.
They all feed each other. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's a great point. You don't have to think that I got to get my things together and work through challenges that I know are holding me back. You know, once you get to that point, you're starting to realize the, you know, connection from maybe your past or whatever, before I can really love myself. No, it could be in any order, any way that you want. But it truly does make a difference. Do you remember the moment, you know, for you, where you kind of had that feeling? It was like, I'm good with myself now. All right.
Well, you know, like I said, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, as you do shadow work, as you work on things, you say, hey, I'm good. Oh, then there's this. So realize that as you go and as you heal and as you work, do not be surprised if something else comes up.
Yep.
It's because you're in a better healed place. So realize as you heal, things will slowly go. And for me, it wasn't like an aha moment. It was a gradual thing. Sure. Of like, that doesn't bother me anymore.
Yep.
Or that I'm good. I'm good with that now. But there's certain things, obviously, you know, you still have to grow with. Because, you know, new things come up all the time.
A billion percent times a billion.
we live in the world, and, you know, things happen around us, to us, and everything's moving at a constant rate. We're, you know, the world flows. We flow. Life flows. And it's still, you have to take those moments and think, but I'm okay with this. Take that one thing you're okay with. And say, this is okay.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I didn't just arrive at that. Oh, everything's great now. Yeah. All right. No, it was a realization. You're on the right path. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. Cause it's a journey. Yeah. It's always going to be, it's called life. That's what it is. It's not, I've arrived and everything's great and I'm just going to kick back. And no, because more things will present because you're ready to handle them now. With maybe resilience, maybe with strength, maybe with wisdom. And maybe that's why those things didn't show up in the past. How can Reiki support all of that? And we, you know, identify clearing out the energy. Other things going on there when it comes to Reiki and us practicing self-love?
Well, you know, Reiki is a universal life force of energy. it meets you wherever you are on your journey. So it doesn't force change. It invites it softly. So it reminds you of your wholeness, even when you've forgotten it. So when Reiki flows through the root chakra, it grounds you in safety and belonging. When it moves to the sacral chakra, it releases old emotional pain and restores joy. When it goes through the heart chakra, it opens you up to love again, gently dissolving walls built by hurt. When it goes through the throat and the crown, it helps you speak your truth, find clarity, and reconnect with the divine wisdom. As I said, you do not need to be fully healed to begin. You just need to begin. So every time you place your hands over your heart, and anyone can do this, and just take a deep breath, just feel the energy flow. You are choosing love, love for yourself and love for those around you. You're remembering who you are. So that is the power of the energy around you.
And it's taking the time to realize it. And just, I think the bottom line of everything that we're talking about here is just be kind to yourself. We're so hard on ourselves. You know, we would never walk up to somebody who we love and say, "Oh gosh, what's that on your face? You look at that. Oh, you look horrible today. You're actually going to wear that out today. Oh, look at you." But you do that to yourself in a second. And not to say that once you love yourself, you're not going to do that, but it seems like it's more decreased where you're just in a better place in accepting who you are and realizing that you got some good stuff going on there. It's a journey. It's not an overnight thing. Takes time.
Every day. Every day.
For sure. Oh my gosh. You had a meditation. We're almost out of time.
I do.
Oh, what do you got?
You ready?
Go.
Okay. Well, let's take a trip. All right. Well, let's take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and a soft, easy exhale through your mouth. Let yourself arrive fully in this moment, releasing the noise of the day, settling into stillness. Find a position where you feel supported and comfortable, perhaps sitting upright with ease or lying down, allowing the earth to hold you. Close your eyes and bring your awareness to your breath, the gentle rise and fall, the subtle rhythm of life moving through you. With each inhale, breathe in calm and peace. With each exhale, release tension, letting go of anything you no longer need. Feel your body begin to soften. The forehead, the eyes, the jaw, the shoulders drop, the chest opens, the arms and hands relax. This wave of relaxation flows through your body, grounding you deeply in this present moment. Now bring your awareness to your heart, your center of love, compassion, and gratitude. Imagine a soft golden light glowing within your chest. With each breath, this light grows brighter and warmer, filling your whole being with a gentle sense of appreciation. Whisper softly to yourself, "I honor you. I celebrate you. You are deserving of love and kindness." Take a moment to reflect on all that you've walked through, the challenges, the lessons, the moments of courage and growth. What are you proud of? What do you love most about who you are today? Let gratitude flow through you, not as a thought, but as a feeling, warm, radiant, expansive. Now imagine this light of gratitude spreading beyond your heart, through your hands, your voice, your actions, touching every corner of your life. Feel it anchoring in your energy field, like Reiki light, restoring balance, confidence, peace. Take one more deep, nourishing breath in and a long, cleansing exhale out. When you're ready, slowly bring your awareness back to your body. Let go of your fingers and toes. Stretch gently and open your eyes. Carry this energy of gratitude with you throughout your day, remembering that every breath, every heartbeat is a celebration of your beautiful unfolding journey.
I legit was not here for half of that. I'm not even kidding. I just zoned, I heard you. And that's kind of the beauty of it, because it's still going in, even though you're somewhere else. It's hitting your subconscious. Super cool. Calmingvibrations.com is where people can find you, correct?
That is correct.
Excellent. Be kind to yourself and others, everybody. This is what we're talking about here. Take the time for you. It's so important. Thank you for everything today, including the meditation, Samantha. Really appreciate it. And looking forward next time we get together.
All right. Take care.
We'll be right back.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.